here at the 2014 National FFA Convention. Have the opportunity to catch up with a former state and national officer from the state of Oklahoma, Layla Hodgey. And Layla is involved in agriculture now, and she basically credits FFA for a lot of the good things going on in her life.
Wow, you know, I thought when I was a state and national officer that that was a prime time in my life, but I've learned that it only gets better. I got married in April to a guy from Northwest Iowa, not an FFA guy, but a rural guy, and now I am working at Successful Farming Magazine, recently left Syngenta, still love all those folks at Syngenta, but moving on to what's next, and it's just an awesome time of life.
Tell me about, you know, how you've been able to use the things you learned in FFA. Has it helped you as you've built this career to this point?
100%. The life I have now would not have been possible without God and FFA. All the people that I know, the resources and the skill set that I have to do the job that I do every day came from what I learned in FFA back in Guthrie, Oklahoma, from Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Mr. Brooks.
Where's FFA going in your mind?
I think it's going to expand a lot more into the urban and suburban parts of the country, and I think that that's probably our greatest next crusade, if you will. I'm meeting with some folks in Johnston, Iowa, which is right in the back door of Pioneer, and they don't have an ag program. It's a suburban place. It's not real urban like the Des Moines Metro FFA program, but I think that there are a lot of suburbs out there that are missing the connection to where their food comes from, and it's a real unique opportunity, and I'm hoping to at least do my part to make a difference, and there's certainly a lot more work to be done.
Maybe some education to help them figure out where their food comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal.
Layla Hodgey Down, who was state FFA secretary for Oklahoma in 2006-2007, then Central Region National Vice President for the FFA in 2008-2009, now out in the world of agriculture and crediting FFA for a lot of her success. At the 2014 National FFA Convention in Louisville, I'm Ron Hayes.